We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with me today. I had the most remarkable experience, and I'm really like a sideline player in this story. And I'm going to be sharing with you the overflow from this experience. And here's what happened. I got a phone call from a gentleman that I met years ago who is a donor and probably, I'm going to guess because I think I'm right, a graduate of schools run by the Sisters of Mercy, the Order of the Sisters of Mercy. And I met him a few years ago. I guess I met him in 2008 when I was awarded a recognition, an honorary recognition by the Sisters of Mercy for my philanthropic work, sending people places who otherwise would have trouble getting there, places they want to go or need to go. And I say need like you need to breathe. You ever have to need to go someplace? I sent a young man years ago who, by the way, is about to emigrate to Scotland. I sent him and his parents upon his graduation from high school to Scotland because he had seen the film Braveheart in his sophomore year of high school, got hooked on his own Scottish history, started reading everything he could about Scotland, his family, and in fact, he had ancestors who fought in the Battle of Culloden in Scotland, not to be confused with the Battle of Clontarf in Ireland. This is the Battle of Culloden in Scotland, and they were on the losing side, so they changed their name. They scrambled the letters of their name from McCraw to Warmack, made an anagram out of their name, and headed for the U.S. and wound up in Missouri. And when Nathan Warmack, all juiced up on his fierce pride of being Scottish, showed up at a school dance in his senior year in a kilt, he got thrown out by the principal of the school, who I am told has the name McClure, so I don't get it. But he wouldn't let him come in his kilt. I think he saw it as a gender issue that he didn't agree with, rather than here comes a young man fiercely proud of his heritage wishing to arrive in a kilt. So when the story got to me, I sent Nathan and his mom and dad, Paula and Terry, to Scotland for 9 days, 8 nights in 4- and 5-star castle and other historic hotels, a Mercedes for the 9 days and 8 nights while they were there, and all their meals taken care of. And just learned a couple of weeks ago that in an email from Nathan that he is in the process of emigrating to Scotland and wanted my help in getting through the maze of some of the things he needed to do. So I've been doing this sort of thing a long time, going back to the early 1990s, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. I didn't think of it as being Stephanie Abrams' travel fairy godmother. But there are lots of people who know what I do, And one of them is this fellow I met at the event when I was one of the two lay people honored by the Sisters of Mercy. Note that I am not Catholic. It's very nice that I was honored anyway. They usually honor two church-related people, sometimes bishops, priests, nuns, and two lay people. And the year I was honored, the family, there was a family honored with me, and it's the family, the Scugnamila family, that owns Patsy's, the Italian restaurant that was made famous to some degree by Frank Sinatra. And it's on, I'm going to say, 56th Street in New York City. Fabulous food. And they were also honored the same night I was honored. So I met this fellow who was a strong supporter of the mission of the Sisters of Mercy, both moral support and financial support. And he had asked me once before to assist in planning a trip. And I get a call from him about 2 months ago asking me if I wouldn't mind giving this fellow a call and offering my assistance to him. And his name is Chris Fitzgerald, and we're going to have him on in the next hour. And he's just come back from a trip to Ireland, but he also wanted to visit the Isle of Man. And so we're going to find out from the horse's mouth. You're going to love this guy, by the way. I have never met him. I've only talked to him on the phone. If I left my husband, I would run away with him. I mean, I don't know if he looks like a leprechaun. I mean, I have no idea. I've never met him, never seen a picture. He is such a sweetheart. You will fall in love with him. And I was so happy to have the opportunity to make this dream trip come true for him. He's not a chicken. He's an older guy. He'd been married for decades and decades and decades and decades and lost his wife last May. And this was his first venture that he was going to go off and do by himself. And I was really very pleased to have an opportunity to assist in that process. Well, besides going to Ireland and doing some touring, he was going to meet up with family in Waterford in the southeast of Ireland, spend some time with them. But he wanted to go and fly to the Isle of Man overnight and then come back the next day. Because I don't know what it was he needed to do there, but he needed to go there. And so he doesn't use the internet. He doesn't do email. And so he asked me about hotels there. I did some research. I've never been to the Isle of Man, but I got to tell you, after all that you're going to hear today, I got to go to this place. We had on Mark Leslie from the Leslie family. You who are avid fans have heard Mark on with me many times. And on one of his visits with us, he talked about the Isle of Man and what a special place it is. And if I'm remembering correctly, it is in the Irish Sea between the UK and Ireland. And it's a country all by itself, this island. But it operates with British law. And if you call them, the country code is 44. It's the same country code you use to call anywhere in the UK and Northern Ireland, included in that UK story. So I was describing a couple of hotels and recommending one that looked to me like one that would really make him happy. And I'm going to tell you more about that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Join conductor Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops in a performance filled with holiday music favorites, the traditional pop sing-along, and a visit from Santa Claus himself. The magical atmosphere of Boston's world-famous Symphony Hall, beautifully decorated to evoke all the spirit and charm of the season, add to the fun. Tickets are on sale now at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
So, Chris Fitzgerald was on the phone with me, and I'm explaining to him the difference between a couple of hotels that might have made him happy, but I was leaning toward the Regency. And so I was online, and I was looking at their photo gallery and their dining room and the bedrooms and the variety of different kinds of rooms available. And when they go to the dining room pictures, they show you pictures of food. And the pictures come up on the screen, I say to him, "Oh my goodness, that beef Wellington looks luscious." I have to tell you, I'm salivating now just remembering what it looked like in the picture. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Perfect beef Wellington. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what beef Wellington is, it's a beautiful roast beef rolled up in pastry. And then, so generally what you do is you roast the roast beef, and then when it's near completion, at a certain point, you pull it out, you roll it up in the pastry dough, you put it back in the oven, the pastry cooks and browns, and then you pull it out, and so as you slice it, it looks like that ice cream, but that's, you know, with the chocolate on the outside. Well, this is beef with the pastry on the outside. And when I said beef Wellington, he said, "That's the place I want to stay." Stay with me. We'll be right back.
And the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete because they just don't have what the models have.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie at SAbrams.com. That's Stephanie at SABRAMS.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome Car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So, we're going to have Chris Fitzgerald on in the next hour to tell us about his trip that Stephanie Abrams' travel fairy godmother, that would be me, assisted him in implementing. And part of it was going to, where was he going to? To Ireland and to the Isle of Man. And he was enraptured by my description of this beef Wellington, which helped him decide to take my recommendation and stay at the Regency Hotel. So we're going to be interviewing the executive chef at the Regency Hotel, Carl Howarth, who came in on the Sunday that Chris arrived in the Isle of Man to make the beef Wellington for him. You're going to learn in the interview that we do next, in the next segment, because we've recorded this earlier, because, you know, they're 5 hours ahead of us. And so that makes it complicated. You know, when we're on the air, they're getting, you know, done with afternoon tea and going into dinner, and they're all too busy. So we have to accommodate. You get it. So we did this interview earlier today, actually. So it was like, you know, 20 weeks ago. And you'll note that Sundays and Wednesdays, but Sundays in particular, are quieter in hotels because business travelers went home Friday. Leisure travelers go home at checkout time, or if there's a Sunday brunch or whatever, or they may check their luggage with the bellman, check out of the room, hang out for a few hours, then get their luggage and go on from there. But Sunday nights are quiet, and business people, unless they have even if they have an early morning meeting, they'll take an early morning flight to get there and walk right into the meeting rather than give up their Sunday with their family and friends to go travel to a destination. So the leisure people are gone Sunday midday. The business people aren't coming until Monday. Sundays are quiet. And even, you know, generally, you know, even if there are people there to cook for whoever happens to be in the hotel, it's not your executive chef. You know, they're going to be off. So that was the day Chris was going to be there. He was actually there on Sunday the 9th of September for that one night. And then on the 10th in late afternoon, around 5 o'clock, he flew back to Ireland and did the rest of his trip and just came home a couple days ago. So we got lucky to get him on the air now. But the executive chef went in just to prepare this beef Wellington for this man, because I called and made the reservation for him and had a nice chat with Tim Begley, the general manager, who said, gee, I don't know if we can. I told him he's got the hots for this beef Wellington. He said, I don't know if we can make that happen, but, you know, we'll see. We'll try. Well, I said, I put it in your capable hands. I have to tell you, it truly brings tears to my eyes when I watch people in travel, tourism, and hospitality exceed the expectations of their guests, go out of their way to rise to an occasion because somebody has a warm, fuzzy dream. We're going to go off in the next segment to meet with executive chef Carl Haworth at the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man in this city called Douglas. And in the next hour, I've got more to follow up from that interview before we talk with Chris Fitzgerald about his trip to Ireland and the Isle of Man. So you stay with me, people. We'll be right back. To Serendipity 3. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
French fried potatoes, red fried tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the arsenate. Wish a papa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
And bacon that won't awaken.
I am delighted to have on with me the executive chef at the Regency Hotel in the city or town. I will find out which one it is, of Douglas on the Isle of Man, which is off the coast of Ireland and the UK. As if you're just joining us now, as I have explained, I had to meet this kind gentleman because there's something special about a hotel and the chef that will go out of their way to make a guest's dreams come true. And the dream in this case was of devouring a dinner of beef Wellington that I had described to Chris Fitzgerald, and if things go right, he will be on the air with me in the next hour. He was a Stephanie Abrams Travel Fairy Godmother recipient, and I helped to make some dreams come true in his recent Ireland Isle of Man trip that he just came back from a few days ago. So we're going to have him on in the next hour to talk about his experiences. But he's a fellow that doesn't use the internet. And when he was put in touch with me to assist in his trip, he wanted to stay someplace wonderful and memorable in the Isle of Man. And I focused in on the Regency Hotel. And he'll tell you all about his experiences in the next hour. But when I looked online, and I suggested, since he was only going to be there one day, he dine in at the hotel, which would be most efficient for his use of time. And I looked at the dining room, and there were these wonderful pictures. If you go to the Regency Hotel's website in the Isle of Man, you'll see the photos. And we've got a link at sabrams.com. You can go right over. There was this beef Wellington, and he said to me, "Does it look good?" I said, "It looks luscious." He said, "Oh, I want that." Interestingly, he was there Sunday night only. And in most hotels in the world, Sundays and Wednesdays are the quietest days of the week. On Sundays, all the leisure travelers have checked out probably after brunch, and the business people don't start arriving till Monday morning. So Sunday evenings are usually quiet, and if there are specialties any other days of the week, they might not be available on a Sunday. But Carl Howarth, the executive chef at the Regency Hotel, went out of his way to make this man's dream come true. And we're going to hear more about that because I've already spoken with him, and he was wowed that it was one of the first three things he said about the hotel. The third one was, and I got my beef Wellington. So I had a talk with the chef who was willing to go that extra mile. Are you usually off Sunday evenings, Carl?
It is. All chefs are very follow the Bible. Sunday's the day of rest.
Got it.
So it's because we're in a hotel, though, we have to cater for our residents. But on a Sunday, it's, as you correctly identified, Sundays are fairly quiet. So I leave it to my more than capable team. But on this occasion, I did come in to help cook the beef Wellington.
I have to tell you, sir, you truly bring tears to my eyes. They are joyous tears that hospitality is alive and well and thriving, because that's what it's all about. I was telling your general manager, Tim Begley, earlier today when I spoke with him to organize having you be on with me, that we had come off a cruise ship. It was a canard ship that's no longer in service. It was the Seabourn, Canard Goddess or something. It was a very fancy schmaltzy trip. I mean, it was one of those, it was like a big yacht. And, you know, we ate ourselves under the table. And by the time we got back to port, I didn't really want to look at food anymore. And we arrived late at night, and my stomach still didn't know what time zone I was in. And, you know, after, 10 days of gourmet dining, all I wanted was bacon and eggs. That's all I wanted.
I can imagine.
And it was 10 o'clock at night by the time we arrived at the restaurant that was associated with the hotel, but it was a concessioned out. It wasn't owned by the hotel. And it was an Italian restaurant, and my body could not face veal parmesan and spaghetti. And so I looked at the waiter and said, tell the chef there's a lunatic woman in the dining room and all she wants to eat is bacon and eggs. And he said, I don't think we can make that. And I said, I know you have eggs because I see you make a Caesar salad and that requires an egg.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you have bacon because you have spaghetti carbonara on the menu and that requires bacon. So please beg the chef for me to make this. And don't you know it came out? And I told the story to a chef whose last name is Campbell. I'm having trouble remembering his first name, but it'll come to me. He's now back in London. When I met this Campbell chef, he was the executive chef in Tokyo at the Westin Hotel. And I told him this story, and honestly, he got tears in his eyes, and he said, that's what hospitality is all about. And now you, sir, have rung that bell again. Especially because it wasn't just a matter of you had somebody in the dining room you had to make something special for. You came in on a Sunday to do this when normally it would not be served. Bless your heart.
It's quite easy when you've got the ingredients. Over here we have some fantastic beef. So it was purely just assembly work. The ingredients over here are fantastic. Mainly, like I mentioned, it is the beef. And
where did your beef come from?
You can't play snooker with a broomstick. You need to have the ingredients to start with. So it was just purely assembly work and putting it together. And it also helps when you're cooking for someone that's appreciative and enjoys the food. There's nothing more annoying, and I don't think sometimes people understand the effort that goes on, not just back of house, but also front of house, to get that food onto a plate to a customer. And whenever you have a customer that's appreciative of that and knowledgeable, It makes the job worth it.
Well, I have to tell you, I spoke to Chris Fitzgerald, who's going to be on with us in the next hour, for literally 90 seconds, because it's always crazy before we go on the air and, you know, lots of things that have to be attended to. But I just want to make sure he was in place so that we would connect with him in the next hour. And I said to him, in one or two sentences at the most, tell me about your experience at the Regency, because, you know, we'll talk about it on the air. Everybody will learn together, me, my audience, whatever. But just give me a little feedback. And he said, the GM is amazing. He was so warm and friendly and hospitable. And he went on for another sentence about how wonderful Tim is, your general manager. The next remark was, what a classy hotel. And then the third remark was, and I got my beef Wellington. So I have to tell you, made the impression.
In this day and age when everything's all modern and everything, we're more of a traditional hotel, wooden panelling, etc., and we just sort of tweak it. So we're more like a stately home, really, and we like to think that the people, we look after people in that sort of manner as well. All the customers we know personally, we have a lot of repeat customers, and we try to look after their little idiosyncrasies as much as they are. But working here.
He didn't even get to see, because he doesn't use the internet at all. He doesn't deal in email. I mean, he's an older fellow,
right.
And for whatever reason, he has not caught the spirit, because I know lots of people in his age range who use the internet, but he's decided this is one skill he doesn't need to acquire. And so, you know, he asked me about the picture of the because when I was looking at the dining room and the food, because here I am, I've never stayed in your property, but I'm evaluating your dining room and other, you know, the hotel itself from all kinds of angles as an insider in the industry would do. And when I looked at the photos of the food, I said, oh, the food looks wonderful. I said, oh, you should see this beef Wellington. He said, describe it to me. And I did. It was luscious. He said, oh, I want that. I want that.
It's very good. It's very popular. We have a private dining room, and it proves one of the most popular dishes that we have. But again, go back to it's the quality of the product that certainly helps it. And
can you stay with us a couple more minutes, because we're going to just take a quick break? Okay, stay with me.
Yeah,
I'm talking with Executive Chef, who's very modest, doesn't like to be called Executive Chef, but hey, he is. Executive Chef Carl Haworth, who is the chief man in charge at the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man.
Wish a papa on the side. Well, a girl, she really got to eat. And a girl, she should eat right. A five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right.
Tickets are now on sale for Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts at Symphony Hall in Boston. Conductor Andras Nelson returns for his fifth season to lead the BSO in timeless music, ranging from breathtaking symphonies to choral masterpieces and contemporary favorites, featuring the works of Beethoven, Stravinsky, Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and more. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org. Season sponsors Bank of America and Takeda Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, beginning December 6th. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive
patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Florida. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Please join me for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy's Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat where I'll read an excerpt of my novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, I'll be happy to answer your questions. Drop me a line at Stephanie at SAbrams.com. That's Stephanie at SABRAMS.com. So I'll expect you. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel at 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, Florida. Be there. Be there. or we'll start rumors about you.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Ring in the new year with the Boston Pops and Seth MacFarlane on December 31st at 10:15 p.m. Party the night away with the Boston Pops and very special guest, Seth MacFarlane. There will be a cash bar and several dining options available. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. on December 31st. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I love those dear hearts
and gentle people.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Carl Haworth. Carl is the executive chef at the Regency Hotel on the Isle of Man. There are flights in, there are ferries in that you can take from the UK, from Ireland, and I'm sure if you were somewhere on the continent and of Europe and you wanted to fly into the Isle of Man or arrive by ferry for that matter, I bet you could do it because there's a very big ferry system in Europe that can get you hither and yon. And it's an independent nation that is unique. Because it is an independent nation. Although the telephone number you'd be calling would use the country code 44 of the UK, and they may come under the same legal system as the UK, they have their own monetary system. They even have their own language floating out there. And it's a marvel in a modern world. And it's a pleasure to have you on the line with me. I want to remind my listeners who are just joining us that in the next hour, we're going to have on Chris Fitzgerald, who just came back from his trip to Ireland and the Isle of Man. And so we're going to get caught up on his story. But the reason I invited the chef on is that this hotel and this wonderful chef went out of their way to make this a perfect trip to the Isle of Man for Chris Fitzgerald, because when he heard about their beef Wellington, he had his chops ready to chomp down on it. And he was going to be there Sunday evening, a day when usually hotels, you know, the executive chef is off, specialties aren't served. It's always a quieter evening, Sunday nights, and for the most part, Wednesday nights. Except in high season in touristic destinations, Sundays and Wednesdays are quieter days at hotels. And Sundays, because the leisure guests check out after brunch and the business people don't arrive till Monday. And that's one of the reasons you said earlier, executive chefs and, you know, the chief chef in charge will follow the Bible and Sunday will be the day of rest. But you came in and performed well, sir. I mean, that's phenomenal.
We came in. Yeah. It was like I said, to get the reaction from the gentleman, it was a pleasure and well worth it. It really was.
He must have been so surprised, because I warned him there was a good chance that beef Wellington was not going to be available. So bless your hearts, and a big thank you to your general manager, Tim Bagley. You guys are just aces in my book. Where did you get your chef skills from?
Well, after attending my local college, I went down to London, and I trained at the Savoy Hotel in London.
Oh, wow. It's one of the five best hotels in London.
It was hard work. I'm giving my age away now, but when I was there in the mid 80s, it still had the original coal-fired stoves that Augustus Escoffier used.
Oh, wow.
It was hard work. It was the top kitchen. It was a hard, but it was a good initiation and showed me how to do things correctly. And I'm sure I learned to make beef Wellington whilst I was there.
Wow.
And then I spent several years in London. I did a stage at Michel Gerard, who's a 3 Michelin star chef down in the southwest of France. Came back and worked at the Dorchester in London.
Again, one of the five top hotels in London.
Yeah. I mean, it's very good standard. You know, you learn everything. It's so diverse. A hotel has to be so diverse. You have to cater for everything and everybody. We did that. And then my wife and I, we came over to the Isle of Man. 22 years ago. We've opened our own, we've had our own restaurants on two or three occasions. And then, and we came to the Regency. I've known Tim for years. We came to the Regency just over 3 years ago now and enjoying every minute of it.
Well, I'm going to put the Isle of Man on my must get to list. And if it doesn't happen this year, it might happen this year. But if it, I'm going to try to make it happen this year because I'm really hot to meet you and Tim and your hotel and your kitchen and shake your hand and give you a hug for the incredibly wonderful living up to all things that hospitality should be and making that man's dream come true in his one-night stay at your property. Bless your heart.
No problem at all.
And give my love to Tim, please. We have to go into the top of the hour news now, and so stay with us, everybody. When we come back, if all things have gone right and the electronic gods are with us, we'll have Chris Fitzgerald with us to bring us up on his trip to Ireland and his stay at the Regency Hotel in the Isle of Man. Don't leave me, people. We'll be right back. We're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.